My name is Jeremiah Sinclair, and I've seen the face of death. This is what death looks like. Four guards wearing the best vest that Brian can find, using cloaking technology that only a mind like Leonard could create. And I'm confident that if they shot their guns, my brain would dissolve into a million little splotches, thanks fully to Dylan's icicles.
Damn! So he built his soldiers.
I waited for a shot that would end my life, but it never came. Instead, the guards rematerialized, standing in a box formation that had us directly in the middle. They trained their guns upon us, and I knew that if I made a move, it would be our last.
So, Jeremiah, what do you think of my new friend?
Mark, where is my wife?
Wait, I asked you a question. You can't answer a question with a question. It's just rude. So my question first. My soldiers?
They look unstoppable. Except.
Except what?
You have all this technology. What are you going to do with it? What are your plans?
Why should I tell you what my plans are? So you can try to stop them? You can't. I currently have mercenaries the world around wearing this equipment. I have spies that no one will ever see waiting for my signal.
Waiting for your signal for what?
Come on, Jeremiah. We established long ago that you are dimwitted. But don't be stupid. I have plans to take control of every major metropolitan area in the world. Either the public pays me for protection, or we take them over.
Protection? From who?
Well, from me, of course. I don't think that there is anyone in the world who is capable of besting my men right now. No one else has the technology, the capabilities. Hell, the only person who even had a chance of standing in my way is dead now, and his blood is solely on her hands. Hello, Dylan. I'm Mark. I heard you want to kill me.
That's my plan.
Plans change.
So, that's the reason you killed Mr. Worthington? Because he wasn't willing to go along with your idea of world domination?
No, Jeremiah. I killed him because he was my father. Of course I killed him because he wouldn't go along. When we sent you out to secure the self-handing nanotechnology, that was the crossroads for Mr. Worthington and I. He wanted to utilize it to heal the world.
And you wanted to use it to destroy it.
Hey, call me a visionary.
So you couldn't get him to see things your way?
Frankly, I didn't want to waste the time. He was never going to see things my way. His parents were both doctors, peaceniks, and all he wanted to do was, hold on, why do you care? I don't. Look, here's where we are right now. You finally won my game. You found me. The clues were all solved. Bravo.
If I won, then why do I get the feeling that I just got played?
Because you did. All the hard work in the creation of these soldiers was done by you. All I had to do was point and click. My gun, I mean, in the front of Worthington's head. Then I sent you out on a scavenger hunt and told you that clues were in his office. You went in there and found him. But your running mate over there left fingerprints. That, coupled with the 20 or so security guards that the two of you liquidated, guaranteed that his death would never come back to me. I figure that gaining the Worthington Corporation in its entirety is worth you getting your wife back. So you can have it.
Lachey is here.
Even better. She is with your kids.
You son of a bitch.
I'm told it was a real tearful reunion. All three of them back together. A lovely sight. They are currently watched over by Mr. Clements.
Where are they?
You really want to know?
That question is steeped in rhetoric.
Okay. Here's the address.
All I had to do was ask?
Sure. I have little to no need of you any longer, nor do I have pressing need of your family. But I know that one will never, ever need to speak with Mr. Clements again. So I offer him, the one who mutilated your child, as a reward for giving me what I want.
I was conflicted. On one hand, I had the information needed to get my family back and get retribution for the crimes that were committed against them. But on the other hand, if I walked away from this monster, there was no telling what levels of atrocities he could commit.
Why do you care? You got what you needed. You have the location of your family. This is what we strive for from the beginning, ain't it?
Was it? It was true that I had been given the key to end this nightmare for my family. And I was given the location of the man who had haunted my dreams for months and will likely do so for years to come. But if I allowed this man to continue his plans of world domination unabated, that would also come back to haunt me. I didn't need Solace to give any input on this topic. I already knew my course. I'm gonna go and get my family. When I get done with that, Mark, I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna kill you.
Conversely, Jeremiah, I'm gonna allow you to walk out of here alive. If you come back, though, I will kill you. Or maybe I'll have one of my men do it. After all, you never will see them coming.
Indeed. See you later, Mark.
Looking forward to it, Jeremiah.
We walked out of the building, and I stood for a moment, thinking about what had just happened. While I was glad to know where I could find my family at, I just couldn't get past the lingering notion that I should do more here and now.
What just happened, Jeremiah? Wasn't the plan to kill Treadwell?
Yeah, but...
But what? He was right there. Hold on.
She walked over and opened the door wide. Treadwell waved at her.
He is still there. Why are we leaving?
I'm not here for him. I'm here to get my family back.
You may be, but I'm not.
Excuse me?
As I told you in Chicago, I'm here to kill Treadwell. I can't just let him get away just because he gave you an address. This man is bad news.
As I've said many times before.
But now he is bad news with a much larger broadcast base. Do you realize that you just gave a megalomaniac all the tools he needed to take over the world?
I told him so.
It did cross my mind, yes.
And you're okay with that? What in the hell is wrong with you? Are your priorities that stunted?
What?
Are you truly going to shut out the fact that this guy is going to become a dictator? Not trying, he is going to be one. The best one that the world has ever known. You know how I know that? Because I've seen the tools that he has. You may save your family, Sin, but then what? Where will you be able to call home?
What do you mean?
Sin, I know I don't need to explain this to you. No one who is as great of an assassin as you can possibly be this dumb.
He has my address. And if I leave him alive, then at any moment, he can show up in my home and kill me and my family. Am I close to your concerns?
Yeah, That about sums up the training course.
Let's go.
Did you not hear a word that I said? I am not leaving here and giving him a chance to end my world.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to do everything in my power to end his first.
Look, we aren't prepared.
And I'm sorry about that.
About what?
About the icicles. I had loaded up every clip with icicles, but...
But what?
I didn't think that...
We would have to use them. I know. What did you mean by that, anyway?
I don't know. The last few places that we went to, we didn't encounter any resistance, you know? I was thinking that I can just use regular bullets, meet up with Treadwell, and kill him.
Without the icicles?
Yes. I had and have no intention on shooting him.
If I may ask, why not?
Well, because the way I figure it, with an inventive mind like my own and an assassin like you, we can torture him for days, maybe months even.
So you didn't think that you could have loaded the guns with icicles for everyone else and then torture Treadwell afterwards? What?
I was high, Sam.
Well, that makes sense.
When I'm high, everything makes sense.
But as far as I can see, when you're high, none of the plans that I've heard have made sense.
Ooh, intervention time. I've seen the shows. Oh, shit, I'm about to write some tear-jerking shit.
Shut up.
Look, I'm sorry. I put us in serious danger back there, I know.
Duh!
Shut up.
But while we're discussing hindrances, can we do something about you and your, imaginary friend?
I'm not imaginary. I'm just Sin's recollections of... Oh.
Solace.
Yeah. I've heard that name before.
When?
You talk in your sleep. You mentioned that name a few times.
I hear the secrets that you keep. Dun, 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 when you're talking in your sleep.
So, what is Solace? Is it a mantra? Is it some type of dog?
A dog? Well... I'm insulted.
A dog?
Yeah. You know, like a spirit guide or something. Is it?
No. Solace isn't a dog or any other type of spirit guide. Well, I guess he is a spirit guide of sorts.
He? So, Solace is a he. Can he hear me?
Come on, Sin. Let me embody you. Just for 10 minutes. I just want to pat her cheek.
This isn't Ghost. You can't take over my body.
Well, it was worth a try. And it's a good thing that this isn't Ghost. Because you would be an ugly Whoopi Goldberg.
You realize what you just said, right?
What? That you'd be an ugly Whoopi?
Yeah, meaning that you find Whoopi to be attractive.
Well,
Exactly.
Fine, she's absolutely horrid. But you gotta admit, she has some strong gums.
Gums?
Yep, they big and healthy. A dental dream.
Huh.
See? What you did right there, you just had a full-fledged conversation with Solace? Solace, right?
Yes, Solace.
Who is he?
Get in the car. We'll talk.
So, If I get in the car, you're going to tell me your entire history?
Some of it. Enough for you to know about Solace.
And meanwhile, Treadwell gears up. I don't really think that is a fair exchange.
We're going to take care of Treadwell. I promise. Get in the car. What are you going to do anyway? We have useless guns right now. We need to change ammo. We need to change weapons. And we need to regroup.
Fine. I'm going. But I want the whole story. Not just bits and pieces.
Dylan opened the door to the office again. Treadwell waved.
I heard the whole story. I'm curious, too.
Dylan gave him the finger and closed the door.
If we don't come back, I'm never going to forgive you.
We'll be back. I promise. We got in the car, and I typed the address that he had given me into the GPS system. I started the car, and we drove off.
Well, this makes sense.
What makes sense?
This is probably why we never saw Lachey at the airport. Or why there was no blood.
Solace was right. When we arrived at the airport, there was no sign of any struggle or any blood. It was like the entire event didn't happen. Likely because it didn't.
Two things. One, stop doing that.
What?
The private conversations between you and him.
Me and Solace?
Yes, you and Solace. What you don't seem to realize is that whenever you have those private conversations, I only hear one side of it.
I...
Sin. When you were working alone, talking to yourself was fine. You can work stuff out in your head, you know. You can go through all the steps until you got the results you were seeking. It was a solitary position. But you aren't alone anymore. As long as we're doing this together, I need you to communicate with me. Otherwise, we are going to die. Are you with me?
Yes, I understand. And I apologize.
You are not alone. I am here with you.
I resisted the urge to tell him to shut up. Out of respect for Dylan.
Oh, ignore me now. Well, fine. I'm ignoring you back.
Well, I will make an effort to convey any thoughts that I will have that will be of assistance to our pursuits to you. But in exchange...
You need me to stop smoking weed, right?
Well, no, not really.
You aren't making any sense. Not really.
Well, I do need you to not work when you're smoking. Because that puts us in situations that aren't beneficial to us.
To put it lightly.
Yeah. But I'm not going to ask you to stop smoking weed. Because it relaxes you. And it likely makes you a better person.
You have no idea. I'm a real bitch when I have it blazed.
See? So I would never stand in the way of that. Because I recognize that smoking weed is your place of refuge. Your place of solace.
I see what you did there.
I will communicate all thoughts that I have that pertain to our pursuits to you. But I can't and won't stop talking to myself. I'm not even really talking to myself, you see. I'm talking to Solace.
Okay. We're in the car. I kept my part of the bargain. Now you keep yours. Tell me about Solace.
So I did. I told her the entire story of how he and I met. and how he died. She was silent all the way through.
Damn.
Yeah.
So you never really found closure in his death, did you?
What do you mean?
Well, you just shut down. And then once you came back around, you just started running. Can you say otherwise? You ran from your home, your hometown, to Silverton. From there, you ran to Jameson. And where is he, anyway?
Dead.
I'm going to want to hear that story someday, too.
Yeah.
And from Jameson, you became an assassin.
More or less.
So, at no point did you seek out any psychological attention.
Why would you do that?
Well, if you don't talk about it with someone, if you just internalize it, then...
Then what?
You sink. You won't turn to anyone for help because you will be lost inside of yourself. Look, I'm going to ask you a few questions. And if you answer them as quickly as possible, okay?
First thing that comes to my mind is no. But I will. Okay.
Who is the first person you talk to when you wake up?
Solace.
When your wife and children are around you, who do you talk with most?
Solace.
When you are angry, do you lash out?
No.
Well, what do you do?
I talk to Solace.
I see. Do you?
I sat in silence for the remainder of our car ride. And thankfully, neither Dylan nor Solace chose to interrupt my thoughts.
I think we are here.
I looked around the nondescript building that housed my family, and I felt a sinking sense of dread.
Pop the trunk.
Dylan walked around the car and opened the trunk and pulled out her duffel bag. She pulled out two clips and exchanged the ones in our guns with the ones in her hand.
There. Much better.
She walked back to the front of the car and I got out. We walked together to the front of the building and I called Clements on the phone.
Mr. Sinclair.
Single simulcast.